This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. 6 o'clock. We're diving into this week's NFL matchups with our first feel. Main storylines on every single game. It's coming up at the top of the hour with you until 6:30 tonight. Right now, let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. On the line is the host of the Daily Tip and Odyssey Sports Insider, Michael Jenkins. Insider calls are brought to you by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Jenks, you ready for week six?
I am ready for this. I'm looking at lines right now. I'm planning my weekend, and I'm ready to go.
Let's talk Thursday night football, as we always do out of the chute. 6.5-point favorites for Tampa Bay on the road against the Eagles. What's your feel on this game tonight in Philly?
This was a tough one. I actually kind of like the over here just because these are two teams that are going to sort of test each other's weaknesses. So Tampa's going to run the ball a lot because Philly is actually pretty good at the pass, but they're 30th in the league at stopping the run. And then conversely, we know that Jalen Hurts is just going to pass the ball because Tampa Bay has real issues in that secondary. So I think we're going to see a lot of points in this game. I'm not going to play the spread because I think there's maybe a chance that the Eagles could get that backdoor cover. But I think the over is the play here. It's going to be an exciting game.
How good is Tampa? I mean, obviously they won the Super Bowl last year, so I'm not saying they're, you know, it's a pretty high floor, but are they as good as last year? Are they, you know, getting better, if that's even possible, with more time in that offense? Just give me your read on them.
I think it's a great question. I think they're a little bit better on offense, but significantly worse on defense, because last year you couldn't pick on that secondary like you can now. Remember that defense in the Super Bowl? I mean, they were just unbelievable. They shut down the Chiefs, which at the end of last season, not like this year, were just a machine because everyone on that defense was just a playmaker. So they have weaknesses now. They have some injuries there. I think because Tom is even better, has had an extra year in the system, and has put up big points against lesser teams. Tampa Bay's very good, but because he's more comfortable in that offense and has put up big numbers, we tend to think of Tampa as being the same team. But I actually think they're a little bit weaker because of the D.
Michael Jenkins with us here on Grant and Danny. We've got another dumb, stupid, awful, the worst, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this morning game, which should just die in hellfire, but whatever.
Actually, they're great, but continue.
Worst thing possible. it certainly wasn't broke, so make sure you fix it. But Jacksonville-Miami, is this the week Jacksonville gets a dub?
Football, Jenks, that's awful. I agree.
Fights with your wife. Is this the week that Jacksonville gets a dub?
Hold on one second. I got to set my alarm. I want to make sure I get up really early on my Sunday to watch the Jags play football. I am.
Sounds like Jinx is on the wrong side of history here.
No, he's a grown up.
There's no way I'm waking up. I'm sleeping in, and then I'm joining the day slate and the night slate of games. I think this might be the situation where the Jags get the win, especially if you can get the Jags plus the 3.5. Every time it sort of vacillates back down to 3, it starts going back to 3.5. So it's kind of moved back and forth here. But Jacksonville played with Tennessee last week, and I watched that game almost from start to finish. I hate myself for it because I had money on the Titans to cover. But the Jags were in that game. They were in that game. They had a first and goal, and then for some reason, Urban decided to put Carlos Hyde in the game instead of James Robinson. So if he can get out of his own way, I think that the Jags might be just as talented here, and they've been close. They have enough pieces, and you never know what's going to happen overseas. And also, I don't believe in Tua. I don't think he's the future in Miami. I don't think he's a significant upgrade because he has not proven he can throw the ball down the field. If you get the Jags plus 3.5, I'm not saying to bet on Jacksonville, but I think it's the right side.
You mentioned Urban Meyer. There are a lot of books that take bets on who the next coach, or the first coach in this case, will be to be fired. Is he the guy you would invest in there, or is there someone else, Matt Nagy, Mike Zimmer, the rest of the field that you like?
I would definitely say it's Urban, because for all the flack that Nagy has gotten, and deservedly so, and I've been one of those people saying, what are you doing? At least he's winning games. I mean, I didn't think he was going to win last year or last week at the Raiders, and they surprised us all. So they're winning with a rookie quarterback right now. Jacksonville keeps finding ways to lose. And so, of course, you know about all his nonsense off the field, but just watching them play, it's insane to me. And what did he say last week after the loss, that he wanted to get 250 passing yards and 250 rushing yards a game? What do you want? This is the National Football League. You're not playing Akron next week. There's no way you can get that goal every single week. He just doesn't have an NFL mindset. And going back to that ridiculous situation where he had Hyde in the game, he was asked about it after the game and said, I don't micromanage my players. Dude, that's your job, is to make sure you get your best players on the field. So I definitely do not believe in him as a coach, and I actually don't believe the Jags believe in that either. They're going to give him a little bit more time, but I would absolutely put money on Urban to go.
Yeah, he'll spend some of that time catching a flight a couple of days later to see the sights in London. You know, you want to see the Thames, yeah, and the Crown Jewels and all the rest of it to catch a later flight. Kansas City comes to town. Washington, it's a couple 2-3 teams, right? Everything's the same. They're on the same level playing field at this point.
Right.
Just give me your thoughts on that one. Kansas City, you know, they're a fluky couple occurrences away from being 3-2. I know that doesn't sound like much, but that Baltimore, yeah, loss, you replay it a million times. There's no way they lose that game. But they're kind of in dire straits now, as good as the AFC West is. Just give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I keep looking at this game, Danny, and I just think I would lay it with Kansas City. Even though if you look over the past, I forget the exact number, but Kansas City over the past 18, 19 games, they have been awful. They won like two games against the spread. They're pretty bad. But this is a desperate spot for them. They really need a win. And what it comes down to, if you want to break it down very simply, is that both defenses are bad. Both secondaries are bad. So who do you trust more to make plays? Or more to the point, who do you trust or who do you think will make more bad decisions? And for me, that's Taylor Heinicke. I think Patrick Mahomes, despite what we've seen over the past couple weeks, it's clearly going to get right at some point. He's obviously the better quarterback. So if we get into a shootout, I think Heinicke makes a couple of mistakes. That is the difference there. And I think because of that, Kansas City covers.
Michael Jenkins, our Odyssey NFL insider here on Grant and Danny. Washington football team, you just said what you think about their matchup with Kansas City. Where are we headed big picture this season right now?
I don't think anywhere. I hate to say that, but the defense, I keep thinking it's going to come together. We keep hoping it's going to come together. But guys, at some point, you just are who you are. And you can sit and look at last season and say, yeah, but we have all this talent. We have all these guys that, you know, were the top five defense in the NFL. But they're just not that group this year. The front four has not been the same. They've gotten better, but the secondary is really bad. And I like Taylor Heinicke. I think he's a great story. But I think we've seen enough now to know he's not the future of this franchise, and he doesn't quite give the offense the boost that we thought he was going to get. And conversely, Dallas is so much better than I thought that we'd be. I can't believe that defense is playing the way that it is. So I think we're headed for another mediocre season where you're on the outside looking in.
Jenks, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, guys.
That was the host of the Daily Tip and Odyssey Sports Insider, Michael Jenkins. Next, our look around the NFL ahead of Week 6. This is Grant and Danny, and you are listening to The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.